It's good to
see you all here today. In our call to worship today, we are going through the book of Esther, and we've made it to chapter 8. And we read there in verse 1 of chapter 8, "On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jew's enemy, unto Esther the queen." Now, we are on a completely different level now from where we started in the book, are we not? When we started out, Mordecai and Esther were slaves. Now, she is the queen of the land and the recipient of the house of Haman, the Jew's enemy. Now, who did that? Who was able to accomplish that? Was that Mordecai's brilliant mind at work that was able to do that? Absolutely not. This is a work of God that was done. In the previous verses 9 and 10 of chapter 7, we are told that Haman had been clinging to Esther, actually jumped onto the couch where she was reclining to eat and begging his life of her. And we find here that Haman is told he's going to be hung. One of the chamberlains goes to the king and says, "O king, I know you don't know this, but Haman had built a gallows for Mordecai. I'm just here telling you that, king." And the king, the light bulb went off in his mind, and he said to himself, "I think I will hang Haman on that gallows." Now, be careful what you build, folks. Be careful what you build. There are people, bless their hearts, that live lives in such a way that they're going to take somebody out. Not maybe kill them, but take them down a notch or two. They've taken upon themselves to humble somebody else. You better be careful. You better be careful what you build in your life. Because what goes around comes around in God's world. It's called the world of consequences. And we find here that that which was built to destroy Mordecai was what was used to destroy the builder of the gallows, Haman. Because you see, God's still in charge. God's still in charge. I'm so thankful this morning for this passage of Scripture, because God was able to do what no man was able to do, and that was to solve this great mystery. How are the Jews going to be spared? And God solved it. He put a girl, a teenage girl, into the palace, put Mordecai in a place where he could step in to assist his niece, and then God worked to make it possible for His people to be preserved. Listen, folks, we serve a great and mighty God. He is a God that's not wringing His hands in heaven right now saying, "What are we going to do on the earth? How are we going to take care of all the problems that are on the earth?" Listen, God is still in charge. A purpose is being unfolded in the world today. But one day His Son, Jesus Christ, is going to sit upon the throne for 1,000 years, and there is going to be peace on this earth. And then eternity will unfold and the glories of heaven will be reigning forever and ever. And you and I that know Jesus Christ will know this. We will be a part of that, not because of any measure of goodness within ourselves, not because we were found to be worthy somehow, but that the righteousness of Christ was transferred to us, whereby we might be made worthy to stand in His presence for all eternity. I'm so thankful for the story of Esther and the account that's given to us here, because it reflects on the might and goodness of God, no matter who's in charge of the government. Amen? God's still in charge.